express yourself.
And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. My name is Joe Moses. I am solo today. Diane is out. Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, driven by you, the callers. And the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. And good morning, everybody. Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind. And I see the birds are starting to fly. They're seeing more and more of the geese. I saw a flock of swans myself the other day, so that's a good sign. Spring is on the way, and it's coming. So I hope everybody was able to purchase their Ice Classic tickets. That's going to be quite the prize drawing there. So again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, phone lines are open, email is open. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind. Since there's no callers, I'm going to make some announcements here. Purchase a bowl from $5 to $25 starting tonight at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Fill up with soup or chili at the Bethel Bowls at the Cultural Center. The movie title is Rise of Ecology. It starts at 7 p.m. If you made a bowl and want to pick it up, stop by at 5:45 p.m. at the Cultural Center. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? The Bethel 4-H and AVCP job development will be hosting a free workshop. What are you doing this summer? Today from 12 at the 4-H Center. Workshop will be covering how to look for a job, professionalism, interview skills. With time to work on your application and work permits. Open to youth people ages 14 on up. Please call 543-2008 to register. Okay, let's see here. The annual Chamber of Commerce dinner is today, April 21st, at the Ute Nitlavat. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Dinner starts at 7. To purchase a ticket for $45, stop by the First National Bank or call 543-2991. Guest speaker is Andy Cole, General Manager of Donlin Gold. It's awfully quiet out there this morning. I wonder what's going on. Maybe people still sleeping or too busy at work. One of the two. Anyway, I'm going to keep going with these messages here. BRHS is hosting the ASAA Regional Music Festival tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Approximately 130 students from Bethel, Nome, Unalakleet, Kotzebue, and Dillingham will be participating in the 3 days' worth of rehearsals and performances. Again, that's starting tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2:30. So if you're into music and want to hear some music, place to go would be the BRHS. Okay, Saturday market tomorrow. Doors open at 8:30 for members, 9 for vendors, and for the public, excuse me, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, I don't know what's going on today, but it's awfully quiet. Either people are still sleeping, waking up, or didn't get their first cup of coffee yet. So I see that some people are still traveling on the river. I hope they're using caution and let people know where they're going and when they're coming back. I seen one lowly ice fisher out there this morning. So things finally calmed down a little bit to where people are using caution, which is good. And, you know, if you're going to go out, have a plan, let somebody know where you're going, when you're going to come back. And if you're going to travel overland. Keep in mind that the lakes and creeks are always checking before you cross them so you don't get stuck or fall in the river. So, again, phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Okay, we have Ray. Good morning, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Hey, just a couple things to talk about today. We talked briefly about lead shot last week, and one of my biologists came back to me and said, well, the lead shot repeal done by President Trump does not apply to waterfowl or migratory birds. That's protected under a different part of the regulation and statute. So I just don't want everybody to be aware that the prohibition on lead shot for waterfowl and migratory birds is still in effect. And that's kind of an important thing for everybody to understand out there.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing to talk about is the fish, of course. The fish season's coming up. We had a hearing last Tuesday night, and we had pretty resounding support for federal management of the fisheries this year. So we're working with Intertribal Fish Commission and other members to figure out when and how that's going to work out. And we'll start having regular meetings starting next week. That's kind of all for today. Any other questions for me?
No. When does the season open for hunting migratory birds, and when does it close? I know it closes at a certain time when they start laying their eggs.
Yeah, we're waiting for that 30-day closure. Will be based upon what our biologists tell us once they get out there and start looking at that. We have a crew out at Tatakok right now, so we're starting to get some feedback from them, and then we'll work with AVCP to make that closure announcement. Time, middle, end of May for 30 days, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be open now. I know the emperor goose season opened on April 2nd, so that's open already. So people are out there and able to hunt emperors. Again, we ask them to be conservative in how they do that and making sure we're taking just what people really need, and we understand that.
Okay. And how are the meetings going for the fishing season coming up?
Really well. Intertribal Fish Commission, the working group, and State of Alaska, we're all working together really well. We're getting some good feedback and refining things. We're a month and a half ahead where we were last year. So I think it'll be a good year, and the state's preseason forecast indicates a little bigger run this year, so probably more opportunity this year.
Okay. Is it going to be managed by the states or the feds, do you know?
It kind of looks like because there's still a conservation concern for Chinook, it'll probably be managed by the feds at some point in time, and we're working with the state to figure out when that will be.
Okay, and you guys determine that based upon what?
Well, the preseason forecast from ADF&G indicates that the numbers are a little bit low, and then we actually work with the Intertribal Fish Commission and the working group and State of Alaska to develop kind of what we think will be a plan similar to last year, where we'll have an escapement objective, and then from that we'll use kind of a midpoint to indicate what we think the harvest intent will be, and then we'll go from there. But again, we're still working with the State of Alaska and the working group and the Intertribal Fish Commission to kind of come up with that plan.
Is there going to be any kind of restrictions on the size of net, do you know?
That's still under discussion. Kind of the initial feeling is we're still looking at 6-inch nets, similar to last year. We kind of want another year of information to see how well that works before we start talking about other mesh size and other lengths and things like that.
Do you know if the last year's escapement was met on all the species, or do you have any status on that?
Well, we know the Chinook escapement was exceeded, matter of fact. We had an objective last year for Chinook of 100,000, and the state's best estimate is escapement was about 145. So we definitely overescaped last year, which is good from a conservative perspective. You know, we're doing better than we thought we could, so that's always beneficial.
Okay. So we're not going to know anything other than what you spoke about, when and if and when they're going to have openings and when it'll start, because I know last year there was a little bit of controversy on the time of year where you have no blue flies, and it really helps to during that drying spell to dry the salmon.
Yeah, we understand that. You know, we definitely want to support, you know, the Board of Fish and Save Alaska in that closure through the 11th. And then it would be kind of our intent to open up pretty quickly right after that. It would be the intent to have, to give everybody kind of that first taste of fish possible. However, you know, Save Alaska does have a mandate to have a minimum of one opener per week for 4-inch, so everybody has an opportunity, you know, leading up to Chinook season to catch fish.
Okay. And we do appreciate your calls, and if, you know, if you can continue to call us weekly and give us an update on where we're at in terms of, you know, what the subsistence is going to be like for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's part of our objective this year is, you know, keep talking and keep everybody informed.
And we do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Again, the phone lines are open. Give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Either everybody's still asleep, haven't had their first cup of coffee, or too busy at work. I'm sure you got something on your mind, though. Give us a call here. Okay, good morning, Alex. Alexi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
How you doing?
I am doing good. You?
Got a little bit of cough, but I'll survive.
Oh, we always do. We always figure a way to survive, Joe.
What's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, on this lead sock, they say they banned them and we cannot use them?
That's correct.
Why are they still making them if they were outlawed? That means if they were, the manufacturers are still making them, it's not outlawed. That means they're not being enforced in Law 48. They're enforcing the natives. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they still, you know, selling them to the stores when they are banned, when they cannot be used?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
That
is my question.
Yeah.
I hope one of the fishing games, I know that you are listening. Why aren't you enforcing the manufacturers, not us? You're looking at the wrong person. We don't make sales. We buy, you know, mm-hmm. We buy them to catch our geese, ducks. And they say, come in, the state comes around and says, let talk cannot be used in waterfalls.
Have you caught any birds yet?
Not yet. You know, this time of the year, when it's like this, they have all kinds of places to land and feed. You know, they're spread all over. So it's going to be, you know, a little hard, but you have to be patient and try to catch one. Other than that, that was my problem, is why, you know, that lead shot is not being enforced by the state to the manufacturers.
Yeah,
why are they eyeing on us?
Uh-huh.
That's not right. We actually use those to catch food for our families, for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get caught, they said if they get caught, they're going to take the games and the, whatever you have, the possessions, they're going to take them, your life and everything.
Yeah, if that's banned, you know, out here in the bush, the retailer shouldn't buy any, sell them.
They are selling them. And every village, I'm guessing maybe every village has lead shot. In my village, they have lead shot. They sell those in the store.
They do, huh?
It's all over.
Wow.
They still make it.
Huh.
And they're looking at the native hunters instead of looking at the manufacturers. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's the part I didn't like.
Maybe I should sell you all my lead shot.
No, no, no. You could kid me.
No. Yeah, I'm just kidding you.
I'm still trying to learn how to shoot the steels I cast away. Man, they're way faster than the lead shot.
Yeah, those
we
are.
Have to put them forward a little bit, not a distance. Uh-huh. Not like a lead shot. So I'm still trying to adjust my aiming, firing aiming.
Maybe.
Other than that, that was my problem.
Maybe.
And the other thing is subsistence.
Uh-huh.
You know, Japan had a accident on their plant,
uh-huh.
on their radiation.
Uh-huh.
It leaked out into the ocean. That is not stopped up to this date, and the radiation is in lower 48 right now. And the people that are catching subsistence on the fish, they're all contaminated. They have sores and all that in their body. And those are the ones that people cannot eat. Not even the animals can eat that. Otherwise, they'll die too.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is affected in the ocean big times. Our food that is coming in the summer, people need to watch out if it's good, you know,
yeah.
make dry fish out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's bad, don't feed it to your dogs. Put it under the ground.
Yep. Okay, Alexei.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
Good morning.
Good morning and have a nice day.
You too.
Hey,
bye. Okay, Dorothy. Good morning, Dorothy.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Calling from Chivak.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to say, welcome back to Emperor Geese, back to our dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder about the Donald Gold effect on the tundra. And if Fish and Wildlife had updates about how Donald Gold is affecting our land, that they put an article that it's not affecting the fish or the emperor geese,
mm-hmm.
like in the newspaper. That would be good because I heard our gold mines have dangerous effects. And I was wondering if that was affecting our fish and our subsistence food. I always wonder about that. And if they could, have a meeting with Fish and Wildlife and the gold mines, that would be good to read, too. And I'm interested in reading about them, too.
Okay.
That's all I had in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous. Hello.
How?
Good morning.
I have the privilege to put a tongue-in-cheek bit of humor.
Okay, you got the floor.
Okay. When will the Warner Brothers, they're bring back the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour. You know, that Oscar-winning rabbit and the Roadrunner with his idea of having fun?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I'm getting better at toast and pilot bread crackers in a toaster.
Okay.
And, colleague, amid all this concerns that we are going through, hope a smile there will, even for a moment, everyone Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye. We got another caller? Okay, we got another caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Hey, on. Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, I was calling to give update what's going on with our permanent fund. I don't think they really decided to vote on it because in addition to taking away half of the permanent fund, they were to put income tax too, and they're fighting over that. But seems like they got it all backwards, you know. They should do income tax first and leave our permanent fund alone. But they gathered quite a bit of signatures to recall the governor, and there's a website you could go to, and it says Save the PFD, because, you know, they should be honest with us. Especially, I think that, like, Jack Chancellor and Lyman should think about the people he's supposed to represent by taking away, like, 980, took away $550,000 from the people. That's how many per family. They need that money more than the government, because the Governor Walker, he said before he got elected, he said he won't have the permanent fund. And after he got elected, he had people like Aaron and the other guy tell us to just be happy with what you get, because you don't take it all. They're telling people to just be quiet or else, you know. And now they're telling us they have to spend it for us to save it for us, because they say the state's going to go broke. But if you look at the real number, the state is not going broke. The state don't have, I think they had $16 billion or something like that. But we need to put a stop to this. We need people in Bethel and other villages to get involved and gather signatures. Go to www.facebook.com/savethePFD and then message them and get a copy of that. We need to send a message to them, guys, that we should have had a chance to vote on it. You know, that's not the way Governor Hammond had it designed. You know, it's supposed to be permanent, not their piggy bank. And one more thing, I know people are concerned about that gold mine, because a mine like that in Canada, it broke their dam, and it spilled all that stuff, and it just killed that river. You know, there's got to be a way, you know. To me, to haul 1,000 tons of cyanide every year to use to cook that ore, you know, and then dump it, it seems like that's not too healthy, especially in our spawning areas. But there is a way, I think, to where they can get the ore, and they need to have that. Tailings pond is the biggest dam in North America, it's going to be. And they don't need, they could quarry that ore and do that Red Dog and ship it out and process it somewhere else. That way they'll have their gold, we'll have their jobs, and we wouldn't have that danger. To me, us, our way of life should be considered, and word of advice to the great managers, the managers, to take more of the people out here and the way we depend on the salmon, what God give us to feed our families. I don't like when they tell us you can only use white fish nets, and then a couple of weeks later say, no, you can't even use white fish nets. You know, that's not taking of us. There's got to be a way to provide for sustained yield, you know, so we'll keep having fish. But think of us more, you know. Even the Nelka, a lot of lost native came and something like that, you know. It said we were supposed to have rights to our fish and wildlife. We were doing it before the United States became a country, so, you know, I don't know why I comment anyway, but go to the website, you people are. Send a message to this governor that they're going to be honest with us and not lie to us like that. You know, those are my comments. Okay, hey, thank you.
Herman.
Yeah.
Before you go, how's everything going upriver? How's the ice doing up there?
Oh, it's still pretty sick. It's from the annex, I think it's rotten where the current people out there fishing, and I don't know, it's last time I heard it was 4 feet or something like that, but water snow's melted, so hopefully we wouldn't have high water here.
You see any birds up there yet?
There's a lot of ducks, but we haven't seen much geese. My daughter said they're just arriving there because maybe they're late this year. But, yeah, there's swans flying around. There are ducks along the road. So, yeah, our food is coming back again.
Okay, thank you, Herman.
Okay, hey, you ever hear if they're catching chiefies down there, anybody?
What's that?
You ever hear if anybody's catching any chiefies, monoxin down there?
A few here and there, but not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, those are a good to eat, too. Okay, well, thanks, so.
Yep. Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985-543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. And yes, the phone lines are open, and we haven't gotten email yet. Getting back to some of these issues that are we going to facing, the thing with Donald Gold, they're still in the permit processing, so we're not sure if they're all going to get all their permits, and so they're still in the process stage, so we'll know soon enough whether or not they get all their permits to operate that that mine up there. Okay, we got Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I haven't come up for my cup of coffee and my donut yet.
You sounded a little desperate this morning. I called, and then I couldn't get in, so uh-oh. I'm glad people are calling you.
Yeah, well, you're on the air, live and in color. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, last week I called because I listened to Fish and Wildlife say that lead shot was now an option out here. And, of course, that's not true.
Yeah, the guy called back.
Right, I know, but he didn't call back last week. So I called in and explained what was happening with lead shot, I think pretty accurately.
And then we had one caller want to know why the stores are still selling it.
Yeah, so you have the refuge manager, and this fellow, is it Dan that called this morning?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, anyway, they sat there and said that lead shot was optional here in the Delta, and if someone went on that and get a ticket, I have a recording of that, so they want to use that for the defense, although I don't encourage people to use lead shot. So the deal, what he said this morning is still not complete. So there's been a ban on lead shot for waterfowl migratory birds since the middle 90s, and that remains in effect across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We, for a number of years here in Unit 18, have had a ban on lead shot for anything, not just migratory birds and waterfowl.
Okay.
And this morning, the fellow Fish and Wildlife didn't say that. He just said that, no, we can't use lead shot for migratory birds and waterfowl. But in this unit, you can't use it for anything, ptarmigan, rabbits, whatever. So people should understand that. Why that is adopted, I don't really know, but it is. And I don't know that that's the case in any other unit in the state, but it is out here. As for lead shot, it's legal for many species, many areas across the country, including Alaska. So it's still made in great quantities. It's just not legal for some areas and across the board for waterfowl and migratory birds. So that's the deal on that. So,
but you also mentioned ptarmigan and rabbits, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not Unit 18. You cannot use lead shot of size T, which is quite large, just a little smaller than buckshot, or smaller for anything. And you can't even be in possession of it while you're out hunting.
But why are the stores still selling it?
I don't know.
You know, you can't use it. Why? There's no point in carrying it or trying to sell it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I should probably ask the store. Obviously, if they're selling it, there's a demand for it, which suggests that people are still using it. but I can't answer that. You could use it for skeet shooting, trap shooting. I don't know that there's much of that being done out here, but it would be legal for that. But, yeah, I don't know. You would think the stores would almost exclusively have steel shot. And there are some other non-toxics that you can buy. They're quite a lot more expensive than steel, but those are suitable, too. But lead is out here in Unit 18, and people should be careful about what they hear on the radio. And Fish and Wildlife, and I said this last week, I said, you know, it's reckless to get on, particularly the refuge manager sitting there, and tell people the incorrect information, because it could very well lead to someone getting a ticket and relying upon that. So they really should know better. They should be better informed and up to date on what they're telling the public.
Okay, Bob.
That's my opinion, Joe.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to talk to you, yep. And have a nice weekend.
You too.
Yep.
Okay, we got Martha. Good morning, Martha. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from here in Bethel. I've lived a subsistence life since the day I could eat myself. My parents subsisted all their lives, and we have one fish camp where we take care of meager fish we're allowed to catch, and 30 people eat those meager fish we're allowed to catch every year.
Mm-hmm.
30 people from one fish camp. And it's just, it's frustrating for us sometimes, because we're trying our best to feed our families, and with the prizes we pay in these two grocery stores here,
mm-hmm.
It just gets frustrating. And we're trying to feed our families and subsist, even though we're getting old, some of us, because we can't pay all that money we're charged in the grocery stores. And it's not free, you know, going after the fish. We have to pay for the gas and equipment. And so I wish, you know, they would know, the Fish and Wildlife or whoever's running our lives, to consider us as, you know, indigenous people, to do our subsisting while it's there. And another thing that I wanted to bring out is tomorrow being Earth Day, and I want to again encourage village leaders to encourage their people to keep their trash in check. I pick trash in front of Lomag building every year, I don't know how many times, during summertime, before breakup, I mean freeze-up. And there's a trash bin or two right there. Why don't they put their trash in there? I am ashamed of my people being careless like that. I'm sorry to say that, but it's getting out of... Well, we get tired of doing that, picking up after... I for one, get tired of picking up after my people.
I get tired of all the loose dogs that come and tear up your trash and throw it all over your yard.
Yes, that too. And I'm tired of picking up somebody else's dog's poop on my yard.
There's so much in check that some people, you know, should take care of this, should take care of that, but, you know, we're always doing something for somebody else.
Yeah. So I asked last year when they were having a call-in about subsistence,
Uh-huh.
I asked them to let us fish at least three times a week and start our subsistence fishing before the blowflies come in.
Yep.
And,
frustrating.
I'm going to hang it before I
okay.
start swearing. Thank you for being there.
Thank you.
Bye.
Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, or you could call 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. So we got a couple email, or got an email, or we got a phone call. Phone call? Okay, good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Anyways, you know where I live down here in Troop?
Uh-huh.
We get a lot of traffic coming around down over here for other people stuff down the road. And people just don't understand and realize that people have dogs down here that are pups, and they run them over. And they go back there, go get their high stuff, and drive them back down this way with alcohol in their system and run over a dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the question I have for the public, for them to understand, is it's okay for them to run over my dog. Okay, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem is that they're lucky it wasn't a little child they got running around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have to understand to slow down in areas where there's children.
Yeah, it seems like it always takes something tragic for something to happen and get it done right.
Yeah, now this is the second time my dog's been run over down here.
Uh-huh.
This is for everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Slow down, people.
Okay. But you know there's an ordinance. All dogs must be tied up or on a leash, right?
On a 4-month-old puppy.
Oh, I see. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. Now I understand.
Don't be jumping over to over conclusions just because it's a dog.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to email.
This is an anonymous email. It reads, I want to say to the guy who talked about the Monarch alcohol, it isn't rubbing alcohol that is in the alcohol that they consume. Rubbing alcohol is not consumable. I think people need to watch what they say. Rubbing alcohol is not ethyl alcohol, but isopropyl alcohol. A totally different chemical than the alcohol of beer, wine, or liquor. The lethal dose of isopropyl alcohol by mouth in adult humans is about 8 ounces. There are people out there who do get desperate to drink, so I want to put it out there that rubbing alcohol is not consumable.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Yeah, it's that time of the year where, like the one caller said, you know, I mean, he got his dog ran over, but it was a puppy, so that's a little different, and then... you know, people like to, don't seem to pay attention to signs and don't like to slow down. And the worst ones are the ones that are inebriated and they take advantage of not following the laws and obeying the laws and driving 100 miles an hour and not paying attention to, like you said, there's children playing on the roads too. And, you know, at that point, you have no control over what you can do and can't do. We have an email.
The email reads, everyone, please join us on Saturday for a march in support of Earth Day. Earth Day celebrates the environment and encourages all of us to protect it. At noon on Friday, there will be people meeting at the Cultural Center to make signs together, and then the march will start on Saturday at noon, also at the Cultural Center. Join the movement.
Again, for all you Earth Day fans, you could. What time was it again they're going to meet at the Cultural Center? Noon? Okay, so noon tomorrow. Meet at the Cultural Center, and they're going to make signs, and they're going to do a Earth Day march. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad Bob called and made clarification on that lead shot. They still do sell it, but it's illegal to use on waterfowl, ptarmigan, and fox. So it's interesting how they could still sell it and manufacture it and sell it out here. It makes me wonder why, if it's banned not to use out here, why are they selling it in the stores? Okay, we have an email or a phone call. Okay, we're going to go to a phone call. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning to you, and happy Friday.
Yeah, likewise.
Just wanted to let people know, we have chamber luncheons every Thursday. They're open to the public, and they are in current, relevant topics to what's going on. And the one that's coming up happens to be from Fish and Wildlife. They'll be presenting. And you saw those bird booklets that were at the post office, everyone got in the mail. They'll be talking about that and summertime stuff that they do. But the questions about lead buckshot and any other questions you have concerning fishing and hunting, this would be a good thing to attend. And it'll be noon Thursday at the back room of Chopsticks.
Okay.
Yeah. And just wish everybody a happy weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to another caller, Stephen. Good morning, Stephen. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi, Joe Moses. Doing fine.
How's everything? How's everything going down there?
Everything's going good. I just wanted to, a couple of weeks ago, I sent a letter to Opinion to Delta Discovery, but they didn't. Published maybe because they thought I was bashing on people or whatever. But I wanted to say it over talk line.
Okay.
You know, I've been very, very vocal regarding situations of AVCP Incorporated as the designated socially tribally, you know, designated state charter should be advocating for. But they should ID a meeting maybe every month, maybe twice, collecting who knows how much and what they need for. Recently, I tried to search their publicly available form 990, and the last one they filed was fiscal year 2014. Where is 15? I won't be surprised if 16 doesn't get filed. As a state charter, they are required and mandated to file the public form 990 from the IRS. What about the 3 years they got audited again? Behind closed doors, they may be meddling on what they should do, but they cannot do it forever. Someone knows what's going on within. And to put a gag order on a newly elected chairman of AVCP is not right. You know, this is the message to the newly elected chairman. If you're going to represent the best interests of this regime, I'm asking you to resign. As you're not representing the region and the tribal members of the region. This message is also for the rest of the executive board and the A-board hired CEO. From my perspective, this organization has been running illegally and out from the so-called bylaws that supposedly got adopted. A lot of these issues are still at question. And the only way to get the information we need is maybe to pursue civil suit against this organization and now who are involved at concealing information rightfully owed to the tribes. So if those tribes are listening, press questions for AVCP. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, since we don't have any other calls or emails, I was just handed an email. Okay, let's see here. It says, good morning, Joe. Apparently, the Bureau of Land Management is holding a meeting in June to educate people about the old mine and listen to the public suggestions on what should be done to clean it up. Jalista, Kuskokwim Corporation, and Donlin Gold Advocates should all hold a public meeting regarding the Donlin Gold Creek mine to really hear the public's input and concern regarding the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. I know there are more people against the Donlin Gold Mine than for it, especially those that have fish camps and from the mouth of the Kuskokwim River to the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. It's going to affect everything from our culture to our natural resources and our thriving tributaries up and down the Kuskokwim and Yukon Rivers. This group on Facebook called No Donlin Gold, I hope the group becomes more vocal locally and statewide, like the campaign against the Pebble Mine. We got to start standing up and speaking up and making it known what we do not, speak up and making it known we do not want Donlin Gold Mine and their promises of money and jobs will not last. Maybe this group should start doing surveys and really see the public's outcry. Excuse me. Too many of our folks, especially in the villages, really do not understand or have voice against Donlin Gold Mine. We have got to keep the dialogue going. Don't be afraid of your very own corporation who is from Donlin. So that was an email. Lines are open. We finally got some email, so that's good. Again, if you want to give us a call and tell us what's on your mind, 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Not last week, but the week before, we had people calling and giving their opinions and thoughts about the new port office. And I understand that the reason why they're able to build such a big building with all that money is because the port, the City of Bethel Port Department, the money they receive and they collect, like for the boat harbor permit and so forth, it all gets back put in that fund. So therefore, the money they receive cannot be used for anything else other than the port and the upgrades and whatever it needs to run and maintain that port. So my understanding is that the money they receive cannot be touched by the City of Bethel, and the money they receive for that is strictly for the port. And the other reason why they're able to build that over $1 million building is because the money they receive, it's been growing and growing, and so they decided, because the other port building burnt down, they decided they're going to build a new one. And there was bids put out and the bids received, and they haven't decided who's going to build it yet, but it's in the process of what they'd normally need to do in terms of putting it out for bid, receiving bids, and then discuss who's going to receive the bid. And all the bids they received were over $1 million for a 2,000-square-foot building, and some people were complaining why they have guardrail itself is $60,000. And we had a caller a while back was wondering why the city is raising funds to get this money for a new ambulance and equipment. So to answer your question, money received for the port is strictly for the port, cannot be touched by the City of Bethel. It doesn't, I don't know if it goes in a general fund or a fund by itself, but that's what I heard, and that's what I was told, why they're able to build such a castle over there for their port department. Okay, we got Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I have a couple of things I want to announce that are happening over here at the Cultural Center, and want everybody to know about them. First off, tonight we're having the Bethel Bowls, and that starts at 6 o'clock. Now, I know I had a lot of community members come in and make beautiful bowls, and they wanted to pick them up. So they have until 6:15 to be here to claim theirs. Otherwise, I'm going to sell them, because the whole idea is to make money for the new ambulance, and that's what we're doing this fundraiser for this year. So we've got good. Go ahead.
How is that fundraising going?
Well, I think that right now they're working on the money that it takes to equip the ambulance. I think they have the ambulance, enough for the ambulance, but now they have to have the specialized equipment that goes in it. So that's what we're helping to fundraise towards, because I want them to have the best equipment in there if I need it.
Well, not only will you need it, but you have your husband work there.
Exactly, exactly. He's a part of the volunteers he's been there for over 20 years. So we have bowls that range from $5 to $20. We have chili, we have potato soup, we have, Tiffany Tony has made some hipster avant-garde soups that are going to knock everybody's socks off. So there's going to be really good food, cornbread, some dessert. It's a cheap meal, and you get to take the bowl home. So be here at 6, and at 6:30 we're going to start a movie, so you can take your bowl of soup into the movie and watch it if you want. So that's here at the Cultural Center. And then, of course, tomorrow, quick switch over, we're having Saturday Market. So that starts at 8:30 for the members. Get in at 8:30. The rest of the vendors get in at 9. And the public is welcome between 10 and 2, and it should be a really nice market. I have several people have called and said they're going to bring special foods, so good place to have lunch. Let's see. The next thing I want to mention is on May 1st, we're going to have a Best in the West community celebration for the 2017 winners. We invite all the past and present winners, their families, all of the funding partners and their boards, which covers just about everybody. And it's over here at the Cultural Center from 11:30 to 12:30 on May 1st. So come on by and celebrate with us the winners of this year's Best in the West.
How many winners did you have?
We have 12 this year. 12, and they ranged, the awards given out were anywhere from $250 to about $7,000. So good variety, lots of good business ideas. I think the community is going to be happy with the new businesses that are starting up. So if you want to find out what they are, you better come on May 1st to find out. The last thing I'm going to mention is that Laura Ellsworth and I are working on getting the Cultural Center youth camps going. And so far, we're having a volleyball camp the end of May. Also the end of May, we're having a creative clay class. Now, that is not ceramic clay. That is like a polymer clay that air dries, and you can make little animals, flowers, sculptures out of it. And Z Hasty's going to be teaching that. She's a master at working with this. So we're only going to do that for 3 days, and it's very limited. So if you're interested, you better sign up quick. Then two weeks of art camp, the week of June 5th and the week of June 12th, and then a creative writing class also June 12th. And the last camp we're doing starting June 19th is a Native Arts camp, and we're going to be making Gus Bucks and story knives. So if you're interested, call Laura. She's taking all the registrations. Her number is 543-4515. Stop by KUC to talk to her, or come see me over here at the Cultural Center, and I'll help you get set up. All the classes have a limit on their size. The Kuskokwim Art Guild is donating $3,000 again towards paying for part of every student's application fee or camp fee. And then we're hoping to get some other community support from businesses, and we'll see how it goes. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay, great.
Anything you want to know about Joe on any of those?
How's your husband and grandkids?
Oh, they're great.
Since you're grandma now.
I am. I have a wonderful grandson, Landon, and a beautiful granddaughter, Ella. So
Renee got thrown out the window.
Well, they're pretty darn good. They're great kids.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tom from Solista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good. How's your Friday going?
Going well, going well. We're getting ready for annual meeting stuff, so I just want to call and give a few updates, if I could.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
Okay. Well, before I get to annual meeting stuff, enrollment, we're still going through that. Over 10,000 applications so far, so Kleana to everyone that has done that. Next week, our teams are traveling to Newtok, Congiganak, Tanunuk, Quigillinuk and Nightmute, and then we'll actually be at the state NYO games too. But if you're in Bethel, stop by our office in Bethel right at Watson's Corner. You can give us a call at 543-5420 to reach us. For all applications, we've got two more prize drawings. For all applications submitted by May 1st, you'll be eligible to win one of 25 prizes of $50 each. But then here's the big one. June 2nd, for all applications by June 2nd, there will be a drawing for 5 prizes of $1,000 each. So if you have not done the enrollment yet, please do so. Just head to our website, trillistacorp.com. And then for voting, annual meeting stuff, we announced earlier this year that this year's annual meeting will be July 7 in Fleetmute. July 7 in Fleetmute. And again, please, all shareholders, vote once you get your packet. We provide the voting packet and annual meeting stuff to every single shareholder. It costs a lot of money to get everything out there. You know, voting rates, we've talked about this before, Joe, voting rates are really low. For 18 to 39-year-old shareholders, less than 34% of them have voted in for the last 5 annual meetings. And if we don't get quorum, it could cost $100,000 to $200,000 to reschedule a meeting if it's canceled. So please vote once you get your annual meeting material.
Okay. Anything else?
So those are the... Yeah, those are the big updates that I wanted to give today. Did you have any questions?
No. How is it going so far? I mean, how has the voting turnout been since it started, since you sent out the proxy?
Well, the proxy hasn't gone out yet. That'll be mailed around May 30th. So that's okay. When voting will begin. What's exciting is this year, for the first time, we're going to have electronic annual meeting materials. So on our website, in the shareholder information section, you can sign up to get all your annual meeting stuff by email. So that way, on the very first day, you get an email. There's going to be a link to where you can find the annual report and the voting information. And then you could vote online right that very first day.
Oh, good. So our technology is changing things.
Yeah, we've had a lot of... shareholders asked to get stuff electronically, so really moving toward that. And that ends up reducing costs for Trillista and shareholders. It cost last year just over $9 to mail that huge packet for each shareholder. And we have 13,000 shareholders. So $9 times 13,000 shareholders, that's quite a bit of money that could go toward other stuff like donations and scholarships.
Oh, okay. Well, Tom, we appreciate your call, and if you continue to call us weekly, we'd appreciate it. Love to hear what regional corporation has to offer us.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, anyone need information, head to our website, trillistacorp.com, or find Trillista Corporation right on Facebook.
Don't you have a toll-free number they could call to?
Yep. 1-800-277-5516.
All right. Great, Tom. Appreciate the update.
You bet. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Andrew, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. Talking about the ambulance on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank that old guy who went to council meeting last time. He he kept the fees from going up to like $1,300 or $1,400 a trip from there, city of Bethel, to hospital. And Dave went in front of the council meeting, the old man Dave, and he explained that he don't get retirement, he don't get Social Security. How can they charge a guy like that without money coming in $1,400 if he needs to go to a hospital? It's way cheaper to hire a Korean and take you to a hospital, and they'll charge you only $7 or $5. He might not charge you if you're sick, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous what they can charge you. They takes, what, 5 minutes, 4 minutes? That's like almost $400 a minute they're going to charge. We need guys like that to speak up, you know? Huh? David's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I just want to thank he showed up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah, bye.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. Nobody listened anyway.
I think they are.
Okay.
I sent an email, and I didn't hear you read it, so I decided I would just call anyway. Tomorrow, Saturday, is Earth Day all over the world. April 22nd every year is a day where we celebrate our environment. So locally, a group of us are going to have a march. We'll start at noon at the Cultural Center. We'll be carrying signs and, I suppose, walking to Watson's Corner and just reminding everybody of how important it is to protect our environment. So we welcome anybody to join us tomorrow at noon at the Cultural Center. It should be a warm and sunny and beautiful day. Bring your signs. We might have some available for people if they don't have their own, and we'll make a day of celebrating the Earth.
Hey, I got a comment or question for you.
Okay.
Is there any reason why you don't coordinate that with the Bethel Cleanup Greenup? I'm just curious.
No, there's no reason.
Okay.
Just isn't. it's a one-day thing and separate. But Cleanup Greenup is a part of protecting our environment. Clearly, I know that you had a number of calls this morning about the trash, which we talk about every year.
Uh-huh.
And so one of my questions would be, what happened to that ordinance that we passed many years ago banning plastic bags? We never got them actually stopped. And here we are, probably 10 years later, and those bags are everywhere once again.
Yeah, you know, I did a cleanup greenup in just my yard. I know some of the plastic bags came from me, but I know all of them didn't come from me.
Exactly. They just go everywhere.
Yeah.
And each of us needs to take responsibility, certainly for our own yard, but our own streets and our own neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Larson said, it makes you feel so bad. It makes me ashamed of all of us that we think it's okay to live amidst the filth that we allow to just hang around on the edges.
Yeah.
It makes us all look really bad.
Mm-hmm.
We should be ashamed.
Okay.
So, on that depressing note, tomorrow, let's celebrate the environment.
Yeah.
Noon at the Cultural Center. I hope everyone will join us.
We need to do this more often, not just springtime. Maybe spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Well, it would make it a lot easier, yes, if we just continued.
Yeah, I'm sure everything you do is a volunteer to make sure this happens, but, you know, whatever has to pertain to Earth and protecting Mother Earth, I think, you know, we all need to be refreshed and reminded of the consequences if we don't pick up after ourselves and pick, you know, like Martha said, it's picking up after other people's trash is kind of annoying.
It's extremely annoying, and then to go back the next day and find more trash there, it's really terrible. And then when you go someplace where people have maintained a very clean community,
mm-hmm.
it just is such a stark reminder of how we are not taking, we right here in Bethel, we are not taking care of our own environment. In many, many ways. Trash is only one of them, but it's the most obvious.
Yep.
And it doesn't take anything special. You just have to have some gloves and a bag.
You know what's interesting, talking about Earth Day, is Bethel doesn't recycle like it used to.
No, not at all.
You know,
there's no recycling program, really.
Yeah, it's something we need to bring up to our council members and say, hey, what happened to the... recycling of the pop cans, the cardboard, and the glass.
Yep. And what happened to the no plastic bags? Cities and towns all over the world have banned those. What happened to us? We banned them and then nothing happened.
Yeah. That sounds like politics to me.
Well, it sounds like laziness.
okay,
thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Madeline? Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Madeline Reichardt calling from the K300. I just wanted to get the word out there that we are accepting logo submissions for the 2018 logo contest.
Okay.
If people are interested. We are also going to be having our annual volunteer party on May 6th at 2 p.m. at the Lions Club.
Okay. To help get the information or try to submit their logo?
They can give me a call at 545-3300, or things can be emailed in at k300@k300.org, or even dropped off in person at Inkston Law Office.
Okay. I do have another question for you.
Sure.
I noticed that Cusco 300 doesn't do calendars anymore. Is there any reason why?
We do calendars. We had a ton. They were for sale at the headquarters. They were for sale at some of the Saturday markets.
Okay. And what do they cost?
I believe they're $5.
Well, you know, $5 is $5, but it's going to a good cause, so.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. We appreciate
your phone
call. And if you have anything else that you'd like for us to know, give us a call, please.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Again, the phone number here to give us a call are 543-5985. 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyq.org. Yeah, we have a lot of interesting topics this morning, but the most interesting one is Earth Day. And we had some people call regarding how they have to do spring cleaning, not only in their own yard, but everybody else's backyard and in public areas where it's becoming a nuisance. Okay, the one and only Cesari.
Hello?
Good morning, Cesari.
Good morning. Joe, I hear you start talking about something about port.
About what?
Port.
The port,
but
yeah.
The port. Uh-huh. What is that about?
That's the Bethel Port office is going to be, they're building a new building and it's going to be over 2,000 square feet and all the bids that came in were over $1 million.
To build. What I hear, 1.6 million, something like that?
Anywhere from 1.2 to 1.6, I would imagine.
Gee, I'm going selling for 1.4. Oh, that two-story building and the property you want.
It's. I sound like they're building a castle.
You know, to make a deal. So they come to me and I sell them.
Well, all the...
You know, 1.6, that is a lot of money for building, man.
Yeah.
Mostly when they all winter clothes and mostly when they have 5-6 employees, summertime, and maybe 2 employees in wintertime. I can understand how the process go because they're saying there is port money and not port money, this is city of Bethel. People money, and they should be, no matter what, they should be used wisely, not blow up or something for not really needed that big. Summertime you go over there to the offices, maybe somebody there, maybe not.
Well,
that's all work is, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I can see how they go, and that is castle.
Maybe we should name it after you.
No, if they get my two-story building for $1.6 million, you use all my name.
Maybe you should have put in a bid for $1 million.
Yeah, just go ahead and get it. $1.6 million started.
Or you could do $999,099.99.
Yeah, that work. Plus, I give the rent, which is not the $999.
And you might win the bid.
Maybe I win the bid, yeah. Okay, George, you should go hunt and get some geese, you know.
Hey, how's your application process going? Is it going good?
I'm not even, you know, it's whatever be happened. It's somebody not really wanted I have anything, you know. That's okay. I'm not going to cut myself.
Mm-hmm.
I try whatever I can, but you have some opposite people. There was delaying, and misleading, lying, all crap. And of course, I have proof of everything. But I don't want to even talk about it. I have a good day, Joe, and I don't want to ruin it thinking about that.
Yeah, hey, by the way, what you can do when your son leaves? You got somebody to replace him in your shop?
No, you know, I've been for 40 years old alone myself, and you think they're making me different?
Well, you know, it's a good...
I'm not getting colder, I'm getting younger, I'm getting better shape.
There
Actually,
you go.
I'm getting better shape for 10 years ago, I feel better.
That's good.
Why not come back to the full-time work, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd be a little slower, but enjoy it.
Yeah,
at least... Like push and work 24 hours a day. Work 8 hours, go home.
Uh-huh.
And long as what I can, that makes me going. Long as the people need me to fix the vehicle, I'd be in here.
Well, you've done a good job so far. You haven't done any... better or worse than what you've been doing, and you're the only one here that can do that work.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I don't hear anybody else complain. So that makes me happy.
That's good.
Yeah. When you owe this to the people, people pay you back, and always come back.
That's good. I'm glad that you can...
That should be really about this cleaning stuff. You know, I hate that. We really have really bad... When you go to Anchorage and you see how clean the sparks and the road and side road, and I was taking up around my shop and around my house and around my street and get the dogs way down to Tundra. You everybody watch with a bit on self and on property. We have a nice and clean place, but there's lots of people who just don't care, and I call them nuisance. And there's lots of those drifters come and go, and they no care. There's simply no care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have a good day. And when the ice starts moving, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Again, the phone number's here to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Yeah, getting back to some of these, Kathy brought an interesting point up. The ordinance came to ban plastic bags, and we're still using them. So maybe that's a good question for the city council. If anybody's listening on the council would like to answer that question, or maybe the city manager. Obviously, Kathy knows something that had an ordinance. They banned plastic bags, and yet they're still using them. And don't forget tomorrow's Earth Day at 12 noon at the Cultural Center. Okay, once again, I'm reaching out to the Jalista board and to rethink your annual meeting. How many Jalista shareholders are actually going to go to sleep meet this year? Jalista should really think about the location of these annual meetings in the middle of nowhere. The hub for all shareholders and the communities of Bethel, Antioch, and St. Mary's, the meeting should take place in these three locations with easier air and ground transportation, hotel and restaurant availability, annual routing each year consistently. Thank you, Anonymous. Yeah, that's, you know, this thing with the annual meeting, trying to hold a meeting once a year, every year in every village, that sounds great. But, you know, if you consider the major hubs, like it's stated in this email, which would be Bethel Antioch and St. Mary's, that would make more sense and more shareholders would be able to show up and attend these meetings. But, you know, I don't work for Jalista. I'm just a shareholder. But, you know, it's something to think about in terms of if you want more people to show up to these meetings and considering whether or not you'd have a quorum to have a meeting. I think that makes more sense. If you want to have a quorum, use these hubs to have an annual meeting and, like the email said, rotate every year, which would make more sense and more accessibility and people would be able to attend these meetings. I mean, that's sounded like somebody has a good point there and it makes sense. So I don't know if you agree with that or not, but if you do, give us your opinion. And phone number, sure to give us a call, are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. You know, in the past, we used to have the mayor call us if and when he can, but but he hadn't called for a while. It'd be nice to hear from him, give us an update with our city government, or if Pete Wilson, the city manager, is listening, give us a call and give us an update with what's occurring within our city government. And I do have a question for the city. I can't remember if and when Cleanup Greenup starts and ends, but that would be nice to know that information and what the hours would be for the dump when it opens and closes. That way people have access to the dump and when they're able to do their annual cleanup in their yard. But some things are, there's still some snow and ice here and there, but not everywhere. But I noticed when I started to clean my yard, I had still stuff sticking to the ground and into the ice. Okay, we do have a phone call. Good morning, Stella. Hello?
Hi, Joe. Good morning. I don't know if anybody knows, but yeah, there's that Nanana Ice Classic going on up in the Banks. And, I checked online to see how much the jackpot is. It's way lots. Oh, my gosh. It's like $300,000. And I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I know a lot of people are like it. But my other thing is, I wanted to talk about, I know I've been hearing people been buying, like, I don't know who though, but I've been hearing that people've been buying to minors that are underage, and that I've been hearing that they're drinking, and I'm not happy about that. And the one thing, and I know there's still some people that are not they only care about alcohol, but yeah, hopefully the city of Bethel or hopefully they won't grant those other people's wish that they're trying to open another liquor store too much, and I'll be happy. Well, I don't care if those people that likes to drink will be, I don't know, but I'd be happy if they shut down the liquor store like my Paul Jenkins, he let them shut down the liquor store back then. That was 19 in the 70s, late 70s. But yeah, no, next week, yeah, I know it's gonna be almost 1 year since Paul Jenkins had passed away, and we missed him, and even our loved ones that passed, and people should try to realize, and I've been trying to get people to stop. I know it's their choice, and I know I told them they should try to quit drinking because too many deaths going on from alcohol, and I know they're being selfish and they don't drink. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you. Dave, good morning, Dave. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. called in to make a little correction. Somebody mentioned my name. I am retired from military, federal, but I am not eligible for Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. And the other thing, green up, clean up. I have yellow bags at my house, 9236 Thunder Ridge, if anybody wants some. And the next thing is, my prediction is Bethel will have an oxbow in 5 to 6 years. The river channel in front of Bethel closed between 108 and 110 feet last year alone. We may not need the port office if we're in an oxbow. I don't support spending $800 a square foot to build an office that may not be needed. But that's my point of view. And on the ambulance fees, yes, I testified. The ordinance failed 1-4 to pass. So the fees will not go up until they try again. And certainly this is a major defeat for the new city manager. It's a lack of vote of confidence that he could only get 3 votes out of 7. And I'll end it with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we got Walter. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I want to let you know about those dogs. We have lots and lots of loose dogs out there.
Yeah, that's become very annoying.
And in nighttime, just east of us somewhere, there's a dog that's barking all night. What happened? What's happened to those dog catchers?
I don't think we have any.
Well, who takes care of that if you don't have a dog catcher?
That would be the city of Bethel, but that's, you know, they got all these ordinances in place for, you know, making sure your dog's tied up and your dog's on a leash, but we got all these loose dogs, and every time something happens to a dog that shouldn't happen, like it gets run over or shot, and then everybody starts crying.
You know, I think it's not right to have all these dogs loose out here. We keep our trash covered up and everything else, but I know there's other folks out there. There's some folks that throw a bag into the trash dumpster, and somehow that thing will get taken out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't think it's dogs doing that. Something's taking them out, and then the dogs get to it. And as long as those dumpsters aren't covered, the crows will get in there and they'll spread that. To spread those plastic cups and paper plates and stuff out of there.
Yeah, I noticed that the crows are getting smarter.
Yeah.
Seem like they have one guy on the lookout and everybody else helps themselves. They have a party in the dumpster.
Yeah. Hey, where's Joe number 3 at?
He's here somewhere.
Is he with me?
I can get a message to him.
Yeah, please do have him call 543-2862.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We do have a few minutes left. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a call in or two or an email, but we do have a couple minutes left. If you'd like to try, the numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Yeah, this thing with the dogs is getting very annoying. And it's the owner's responsibility to make sure their dogs are tied up. If you're walking your dog, should be on a leash. But soon as the dog gets killed or shot, then the owners cry. Well, they could cry all they want, but, you know, there's an ordinance. Why can't they follow the ordinance? I mean, we all have to, even we don't have dogs. Okay, we're going to take one last call here. Good morning, Rex.
Hey, Joe, this is Rick.
How you doing?
All right.
I'm glad you finally called, but you need to make it short and sweet. We don't have much time left.
I know. Well, like I said, I was working, but you've been bugging me. I call, say hello. How you doing? Any specific question you got for me?
Yeah, we had a lot of complaints about loose dogs.
Ongoing problem. I agree. We are supposed to have a community service officer specifically designated for that. So you know, that will be a focus of follow-up. I could check and follow up.
Yeah, that would be great because, you know, some of these owners are going to start crying and complaining once their dog gets run over or shot.
Right.
You know, but
some of the responsibility, of course, does have to fall on the individual dog owner. I mean, we all know that, but as dog owners, we have to take care of our animals. You know, I mean, I think we all know that as far as our own animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've had a lot of help over the years from the friends of Canine have helped out a lot with dog adoptions and taking care of loose dog or taking care of impounded dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's been a kill at the dog pound for several years. My understanding is there hasn't been a dog shot by the, you know, by the dog pound for maybe 2, 3, 4 years.
That's good, but what about the people that are protecting their property and shoot a dog?
Well, what about it?
You know, I mean, people do have a right to protect their property, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Got to be careful shooting, though. I mean, that's because you can hit something besides the dog.
Well, you know,
probably the other, and I don't know if there's other news. I don't know if I got on the radio. I was actually couldn't hear all the program, but you know, people may know there is a council seat. There's going to be a couple council seats coming open. We've had some resignations. Mickey Hoffman resigned, and Byron Mazinski resigned effective next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next Tuesday at the council meeting, the council would be considering appointing a new member of council to fill Mickey Hoffman's seat.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's interested, they could submit a letter of interest to the city clerk's office between now and the start of the meeting and show up at the meeting.
Okay.
So I'd like to put that out there.
Okay.
And then there will be another seat to be appointed probably in the near future, probably May 7th, I believe, is the next scheduled meeting.
Wow.
So there's going to be some changes on council right away. So there's interested people out there that are eligible, I'd say put in a letter of interest.
Well, I'm glad you called and glad you were able to give us an update about that. And again, this has been another edition of Friday Morning Talk Line. I'd like to thank everybody that called. Again, if you're going to go out, have a plan, let somebody know where you're going to go and come back. Please don't drink and drive, and it doesn't hurt to wear your PFD. Thank you.
Express yourself.